Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Toronto Maple Leafs lose a game 7. Water's wet. Sky is blue. That's now 7 straight game 7s for the Maple Leafs where they lose. And the setup is brilliant, right? They go up 2-0 in the series. They go up 2 goals in game 3.
Oh, you think it's about their luck is about ready to change?
They win game 6 on the road to set up game 7 on home ice, and they lose.
I mean, yeah, insert fart noise. That's probably what they're doing in Toronto right now.
Got run off their own ice in games 5 and 7. So now the fallout is here. Mitch Marner's a free agent. He's going to be scapegoated. He was seen yelling at his bench, "Wake the F up." And a lot of people on the internet pointed out he needed to wake the F up. TV broadcast called him out in the third period for being a non-factor in the game. Our question to you, the Red Wing fan, are you in or are you out on Mitch Marner? 248-539-9797. And we are getting a surprising amount of both today. Plenty of people who say out because they look at him and say, can he be the highest paid player on your team if you're winning the cup? They were turned off by his performance, and they view him as another player who shrinks on a team full of guys who've been shrinking in big moments.
So let me answer that question first with another question.
Yeah.
If you make this move, since you follow the Wings a little bit more, you're a season ticket holder, you know puck. At least you claim
well,
to.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Not everybody agrees, but thank
no,
you.
No, but you claim to. What does this, because he plays right wing.
Yeah.
You happen to have a young, promising hopeful star in Lucas Raymond. Now, I understand more is always better. Mm-hmm. You get good players. You get a guy that's a point of game. All of that stuff means good. What does that do to Lucas Raymond? Does that bump him down to the second line, and then all of a sudden it's him along Alex DeBrincat? Does it make DeBrincat better?
He shoots right, Raymond and Marner, which it's some of those guys end up playing left wing. I think you can tinker with it, get good players on the ice, and build some chemistry. I wouldn't worry about the fact that he's a right winger.
Does it make Marco Kasper better?
Well, yeah, that's the thought. And Kasper should make these guys better. I mean, if they have built this young nucleus of players that are going to grow and get better, this is the window to add a good player. Because they've got Raymond on a cost-controlled deal. They've got Sider on a long-term cost-controlled deal. Same with Dylan Larkin. They don't have to give up any draft picks. They don't have to give up any prospects. They have the cap space. I'm in on Marner. And I understand why some people may be hesitant, but he's a 100-point winger who kills penalties in the prime of his career. How much of this Maple Leafs thing is a Toronto thing more than a Marner thing. He's not the only guy underachieving. He's actually one of their better producers in the postseason. It feels like the issues in Toronto run really deep. He's an Ontario guy, Ontario kid, playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the pressure eats that franchise and that organization alive. They haven't won a cup since 67. If he were to be on a different team, not even just saying the Red Wings, is there a chance for a change of scenery? Is there a chance that they can get out from under the stain and the stench that is the Maple Leafs?
Just a fresh breath?
Yeah. Exhale.
Yeah, but is the pressure any less with an original six team that hasn't been in the playoffs for 10 years? Going on 10 years?
It feels like Toronto is a top-heavy hockey team. They put a lot on the core four. It feels like Yzerman has drafted well, and they've got this assembly line of young players that are on the way. He fits the timeline. And if you trust that you can fill out the roster better than Toronto has...
Well, what are you going to do with Tarasenko then?
See, that's the alternative. You don't want Marner? You get to sign Compher and Tarasenko. Those are your choices. You get what I'm saying? You know, the other thing I'd say is people worry about stalling out. Let's say you add Marner and 2-3 years from now, yes, you're a playoff team, but you're not a cup team. I'd rather be 2 steps from the cup than 5 steps from the cup, which is where they are right now. You got to start taking steps towards the Stanley Cup.
I agree. And I'll stop, you know, poking
trolling.
The bear here.
Well, you're,
I don't necessarily
you're in
know
on
I'm trolling. Yeah, I'm in on him, yes, because is he better than any right wing you have right now?
He'd be their best player, period.
Okay. Are we at the point where we don't want good players?
Right. Beggars can't be choosers.
We're not a playoff team. Haven't been for 9 years. Does this get you into the playoffs? And I understand the goal is to win a Stanley Cup. It doesn't mean that he can't win a Stanley Cup with another team. It doesn't even mean he can't win a Stanley Cup with Toronto.
Correct.
Hasn't yet. Hasn't been able to get to that next step, that next level.
The history of hockey is actually littered with Mitch Marners. Great players who get labeled soft and finesse until they end up winning, and then we change the narrative. I mean, Steven Stamkos, finesse. Steve Yzerman himself. You're going to have to get better defensively. You're going to have to sacrifice. You're going to have to become the gritty playoff winner.
So at the risk of asking really dumb questions about, you know, what do you do with Lucas Raymond? What does it mean for Tarasenko? All of that. I'm trying to dumb it down for those like myself that aren't as in tune to what this would mean, because we've had a lot of people text in and call in to say no, because he can't win in the playoffs. When did we get to the point with the Wings where we're saying no to good players?
John, I don't know, but these are the texts we're getting, and we'll get the phones in the mix. Texter says, I'm out on Marner. Soft, won't take a hit, too many turnovers, gets lazy. I don't care if he kills penalties, watch the game. He's not a good defender. And Kendo says...
Well, he fit right in.
That's what Kendo says. I think he'd fit perfect. He disappears like the Wings do.
How is he in March?
Adam in Heartland, where are you at, in or out?
I'll tell you what, I'm angry.
Oh. Angry Adam, what's going on?
I'm absolutely fed up with this, man. If you watch that game last night, watching Marner, he's not winning puck battles. He's not defending. Game 7, if you watch Leafs hockey for the last 8 years, it's been the same old same. I don't want that guy.
Are you a Leafs fan or a Wings fan? I'm just asking for...
I'm a Wings fan.
Okay. And you don't want Mitch Marner.
And that's why I don't want him, because he's a pushover. He's soft. He would fit right in with the Wings. I agree. That's our problem. We need some grit. We need some sandpaper, some toughness.
Can you add both?
He's a guy that you're scared to play against.
Can you add both, Adam? Is it Marner or sandpaper? Why not Marner and sandpaper? I mean, they have $22 million in cap space. They don't have any bad contracts on the books long term.
And are those sandpaper players, are they going to be guys that score like or has points like Marner? Can you get a guy with both, and is that guy available?
Look, I'd prefer Kyle Connor. He's not a free agent this year. I don't know that there's any guarantee he will be a free agent next year. Winnipeg won the President's Trophy. They're going to want to keep Kyle Connor. Is Marner the perfect player? No.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But I don't know why we're looking the other way at a 100-point winger who produces a point per game in the playoffs. I'm sorry, he's not Connor McDavid. So we'll just say no. You know, I mean, is that what it's come to? If we can't add one of the 5 to 10 best players in the sport, and even then, Austin Matthews is one of the 5 to 10 best players in the sport. He doesn't show up in the playoffs. We would say no to Austin Matthews, is what that caller is telling me.
A year younger?
Right. We don't want Austin Matthews either.
So, I mean,
wild.
Yeah. I'm curious, is it just simply the fact that he hasn't won in the playoffs is why people, I mean, he has had the opportunity to play in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, bunch of them. Is it a Toronto issue or a Marner issue? Because it seems like it's deeper than Mitch Marner, right?
It feels like it's more than just one. You can't sit there and say, well, they're not winning because of Marner.
Right. So would you be willing to roll the dice in a clean slate, fresh situation with a younger up-and-coming hockey team to give him a second chance, knowing he still has a second act in his career? I mean, he's only, what, 28 years old?
Right. And knowing that if you add him, he's still, you know, the best player on your team.
And the other thing, I think, not the biggest reason to do this, but a reason to do this, there's this Larkin Iserman perceived rift, and maybe they've settled it and hashed it out, and Iserman said
they spoke.
Yeah,
I don't buy into it as much as some do.
Sure, but that's why I said perceived, because I don't want to fight about it. Dylan Larkin played in the All-Star game in 2023, and his highlight in playing in that All-Star game, he said, was playing with Mitch Marner. Does this not help Dylan Larkin? Does this not help this dressing room? Does it give Steve Iserman a big piece?
Dressing room.
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling that?
Yeah, the dressing room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a hockey thing.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
That's fine. Yeah.
It's two birds, one stone. It gives Iserman this star that we keep complaining he hasn't had his lottery luck and they never become available in hockey. One's finally available. Iserman gets his big fish and Dylan Larkin gets his running mate, the support piece that he's been publicly begging for. Mm-hmm. It does kind of achieve that happy medium and brings, I think, the team closer.
Well, it also raises the bar for a player like Dylan Larkin. It raises the bar for everyone on there. Like, you've got to be able to play along with this guy. If you said this after an All-Star game, the pleasure was playing with this player.
And they hooked
now
up.
Now all of a sudden, they put you with that player. Dylan Larkin, you would assume, would play like he did in the Four Nations.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. Larkin, surrounded by better talent, has excelled. Marner was also a contributor in the Canadian Four Nations win, and they played well. They hooked up, I think, 4 goals in that All-Star game a couple years ago. They're about the same age, same timeline. It fits. 248-539-9797. Our question is in or out on Marner. It's 97.1.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.